Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about what's wrong with you. Well, let's go. Not you, my friends. Not my lovely subscribers. I'm talking about people in general. Yes, you know that people right now are just being god-awful pieces of shit. Oh yes, friends. They cocksuckers. Just saying. Yes, friends, I present to you Exhibit A. We got this nigger sexual. She's in the back of a police car. Gee, shocker. Well, let's see why she's back here. Probably no random reason, right? She's actually a future scientist. Well, let's see if fucking their science could get out of this bullshit, right? Well, let's watch.
You a fuck nigga. I said you a fuck nigga.
Yeah, this chick called the cop a nigger. Yeah, you hear that guy's voice, he sounds more like a nerd. But this chick is very, very fucking stupid. Well, let's see what other bullshit this chick fucking says. Oh man, so beautiful. So many idiots in the world and so little time, right? Oh, let's see.
You a fucking... You see how you do me in front of my little sister?
Fuck you, bitch. Nobody cares about your sister or you. Now you're gonna go to jail. Enjoy.
I'm gonna grind in front of kids. Hurry up and get me to this place. Hurry up.
What a stupid black bitch. She wants to get locked up that quick. Why? Just because this cop arrested her in front of her fucking retarded ass sister? What a dumb fucking bitch. I hope when she goes to prison, one of the lesbians breaks a fucking broom handle and rapes her with it. fun times indeed. Well, let's continue.
Cause guess what? My people got money for this damage too. Hurry up. Get me to where I need to go, please! Y'all relax!
Yeah, I'm guessing this bitch is yelling after her sister. But you call your sister bae? Isn't that your babe? Yeah, so you're saying you're in an incestuous relationship with your sister? Fuck yeah. What a fucking minority, right? Fucking niggers. Well, anyways, let's continue. Damn, bitch, you have all that fucking energy. Maybe I should put you to work. Yeah, how do you like it? Picking cotton! Yes! That's what you need to do, bitch! Because I doubt it someone will give you money for that fucking rotten ass pussy of yours. But whatever, let's continue.
Oh, I'm mad! I'm mad! You got a demon in here, yeah!
Sorry, friends, that's some nigger shit. Please don't be a nigger. Yes, I know there's some black people, but are they just niggers? No, they're not. They actually have an IQ. The stupid ones are the niggers, just like how the Webex that are stupid are Webex. Just saying.
You got a demon! I can stop my feet! I'm not doing anything! You're not gonna be able to charge me with nothing! You got a demon in here! You got a demon, baby!
Yeah, like you kicking and shit? I would charge you for destruction of property. Yeah. Also, how about disturbing the peace? Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe terrorist threats. Yeah, there's a lot of things this bitch could get busted for. Yes, what a dumb bitch. It's because she's doing this because of vagina. Yeah, maybe her vagina needs to get fucked. But she won't because, well, yeah, she will get some fucking dick because people are fucking thirsty. Yes, especially darkies. You darky niggers are the thirstiest, most simpiest motherfuckers out there. The only thing that's simpier than you are the Pajits. So, yeah, put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it. Oh yes, friends, this bitch is gonna go to jail, and she's gonna get punished. Yeah, do you really think so? Probably not, cause she is a female. But yeah, you wanna see somebody that is getting punished in a public area? Yes, let me bring up another clip. Yes, friends, and here's Exhibit B. At least this bitch ain't a nigger, but she is a bitch, and a white bitch to boot. Look what she's doing, and her partner in crime is a nigger. So yeah, let's watch and see what kind of abortion these fucking idiots produce. Yeah, look at this fucking bitch. She does get in her ass fucking whipped by a fucking nigger. Yeah, and the picture in the down there, she does not a very good looker. No, she's kind of like, ew. But she does have some nice titties, and she's doing this shit in a subway, so she's kinky as fuck. I like that. Yeah, as long as this chick, I probably would fuck her. I don't know if I would keep her. Maybe it's a second girlfriend, you know? Like, as a mistress, I have, like, my main bitch. And because this chick is freaky, I'll keep her as a side bitch. Yeah, yeah, it's just a sex thing. Who gives a fuck, right? Well, let's watch. Ooh, I like it that she squeals like a pig. Yeah, that actually made my dick hard. Oh yes, Gonzo OG would love to play with this bitch. She's not a good looker, but I'll give her an A for enthusiasm. So yeah, to me that's actually worth more. Yeah, and she likes getting whipped. Yeah, maybe I could make her clean my house and keep her as a gimp. Yeah, just open your fucking trunk and there she is. And when she's done, you stick her back in the box. Oh yes, fun times indeed. Man, that's some ridiculous shit. They do that kind of stuff on a public fucking subway, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, don't be doing stuff like that. Especially, there could be kids in there. If you want to pervert kids, that's on you. Well, at least do it to your own children. Stop doing it to other people's kids. Yeah, don't destroy other people's property. Just saying. Alright, friends, and here is this. Exhibit C, look at this fucking gothopotamus. This bitch is acting stupid because this dude who's a foreigner can't speak English and she doesn't like what the guy says. So let's see what this fucking hog has to say.
Move, my place.
Move. That's not how you talk to somebody.
Move.
Yes, this nigger bitch is so fucking stupid. What is wrong with you? Yes, this guy can't speak English. He's a Russian dude, according to what I said earlier. And this fucking jigaboo is acting stupid because this guy in her mind was being rude. I understand that. It does sound kind of rude, but he doesn't speak English. So what the fuck do you want him to do? To grab you and toss you on the floor? Well, if it comes down to that, you're not going to win. Just saying.
My play, I don't speak English.
I don't care what you speak. I speak English. And move is not a word in my vocabulary. Where are you from?
Yes, English is not good for this guy because it's not a fucking strong suit. But yet you're giving him shit because he talked to you, quote unquote, not good. Yeah, the guy's just trying to tell you in the best way possible to move, but you want to be a bitch. Yeah, if this guy beats the shit out of you, he's totally justified because you're impeding on him. So don't do it. Just saying.
I don't speak English. I just don't speak English.
Okay, well then you shouldn't fly.
You're stupid, lady.
You shouldn't fly if you don't speak English. Cause I don't
want
you
sitting
next
to me. You're a stupid and ignorant cunt. I hope you get screwed over for being a bitch. But if this guy doesn't leave you alone, then he deserves what he gets too. So yes, friends, don't let these people treat you like shit. Fuck them all. Yeah, what's up with these people? That guy wasn't speaking English because the guy was from a different country, but this chick wasn't having it. She didn't want to move. Yeah, fuck all that shit. That's why you're better off being single. If being not single, it means you gotta be with a cunt like this, then you're fucking retarded. And you can't be rewarding retardation, okay, friends? Yeah, you better move forward and just save your money. And just tell each other. Yes, because we do need to help each other, because if we don't, we're just nothing but fucking filthy beasts. Like these people. So no, we gotta be there for each other. So goodbye, friends, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Breaking news out of Pakistan. A river of trash. That's the story. We have a massive amount of, I guess it rained or something, and they're using this river as their dumping ground. So then when it rains, it gets carried downstream. This is many such cases throughout different countries around the world. But did you know that over 95% of plastic in the world's oceans comes from about 10 different rivers? I'm going to show you those rivers in a second. And I'm also going to tell you that there could be easily implemented policies that completely fix this problem, literally, like, immediately. But it's not being done, and you have to wonder why. These are the rivers that 95% of plastic ends up in the oceans from. So we're talking in India, two rivers in India, a couple in China, one way north, northern China, Niger and the Nile River. But we ban plastic straws. Now, the crazy graph is finding out what percent of plastic in the world's oceans are manufactured by the same companies. Nestle, PepsiCo, and Coca-Cola are some of the worst offenders. Which leads me to the next topic of hemp plastic. What's the problem with it? It degrades, it's natural, it grows, it's sustainable, there's no oil, there's no microplastics, because it's made from a plant. Why are we thinking about ways to help the plastic pollution, but every day, billions of more tons ends up in the oceans and these governments are doing nothing about it? And speaking of hemp, it is fire-resistant, mold-resistant. It blocks EMFs from Wi-Fi, cell towers, etc. Fire-resistant for 2-plus hours at 300 degrees, 572 Fahrenheit. They don't burn, smoke, or collapse. Why aren't we using this as building materials instead of Chinese drywall and other completely unnatural materials? And I think I know why, but we'll save that for another video. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and follow for more.